USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Some Republicans are continuing to criticize the Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act, calling it a repackaged version of the stalled Build Back Better bill. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin disagrees and says the bill is about solving problems.
This is about what can we do for the country, and right now inflation is the greatest threat that we have.
Republicans in the Senate say the bill will raise taxes on everyone, which is not a good idea during a recession. Meanwhile, Democrats disagree. Nancy Pelosi is in Taiwan. She's the first House Speaker to visit there in 25 years. In a statement, the California Democrat describing her stop as part of a broader trip to the Indo-Pacific. Pelosi also insisting the visit in no way contradicts long-standing United States policy towards Taiwan. This is USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code EARN. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a $5 bonus.
Figuring out our tax laws continues to be a concern for many.
Trying to navigate the tax impact of inheriting an individual retirement account has become more complicated since the IRS proposed new rules in February. The rules on inherited IRAs were most recently changed in the 2019 Secure Act, which introduced a new 10-year payout rule for inherited accounts from the lifetime payback in the old law. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear says the aftermath of the devastating flooding is still an active situation.
It is absolutely devastating out there. It's going to take years to rebuild. People left with absolutely nothing.
He noted there have been some 1,300 rescues, with one rescue happening Monday. The governor adding heat will now be the next challenge his state faces as cleanup efforts continue. USA Radio News.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.
Monday was the first day of the month, and for millions of Americans, that means rent was due. Senate Banking Committee ranking member Pat Toomey says Americans are falling behind on rent because of inflation, and Democrats are only piling on.
They want to jam through a reckless tax and spending bill that will make this disastrous situation even worse.
As China continues to use their economic power to force political change around the world, the United States and Japan are working to pursue commercial diplomacy. U.S. Ambassador to Japan Rahm Emanuel says he saw a number of examples of Chinese coercion when he arrived in Japan in January.
Japan and the United States were the number one foreign direct investor in each other's countries. Not 1 year, but 2 years consistently. Now, this year is not done, but I think we're in a real strong position. That's all I'll say.
The NFL is punishing the Miami Dolphins after a six-month investigation revealed the team violated league rules by having impermissible communications with quarterback Tom Brady in 2019. As a result, the Dolphins will forfeit the club's first-round pick in the 2023 NFL draft and a third-round pick in the 2024 draft. Team owner Stephen Ross is also suspended through October 17th of this year. He'll be removed from all league committees indefinitely and be fined $1.5 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.